You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Being in the service industry for over 30 years, I've learned the hard way, mostly through trial and error, a lot of times just through doing things the wrong way, seeing it crash and burn, and then figuring out a better way to do it. But I've also learned that business principles are universal. And if you understand business, then just about every business you are in, especially if you're in the service industry, and actually who isn't in the service industry, really, when you think about it, but especially in the service industry where you deliver a service over a product, business principles are very similar across the board, no matter what business you're in. So business principles are universal, and I believe the principles today will help just about anybody. Doesn't matter if you own a maid service or if you're an electrician or a plumber, you own a pizza restaurant or a nail salon or an automotive shop or, you know, a massage spa, whatever business you're in, you can take these principles and apply them in your business and see some improvements and succeed at business. So how to succeed at any business, I wrote a few things down that I believe will help any business owner if you'll take them to heart. I started a nonprofit in 2006 that's become extremely popular. It's called Cleaning for a Reason. You can go to cleaningforareason.org to learn more about it. Of course, it's an industry-specific nonprofit, so anyone in the cleaning industry is just a terrific fit. And even though it's a nonprofit, business principles still have to be applied to the nonprofit for it to succeed and for it to grow and thrive and stand out in a crowded space. People have said to me, well, how on earth did you get your nonprofit to take off when there are thousands and thousands of nonprofits out there just begging people for money and trying to capture the attention and the hearts of the American public? And the same principles that I've applied in my cleaning business, that I've applied in growing the clean team and my consulting business, are also evident in our nonprofit. And so whether you have a nonprofit or you have a for-profit business or you have a for-profit business that you feel like is a nonprofit, if you'll apply these principles, I believe you will see some improvement and some greater satisfaction in your business. So how to succeed at any business. Number one, the very first thing I wrote down, don't sell, facilitate. So many people are out there trying to sell. And especially when you're kind of desperate and you need another customer, you might have staff that's hungry for work, or you personally might be the only staff member and you're hungry for work. When you're selling, and all you're doing is selling, what happens is you will always be compared to the lowest price bid. You know, I always say this phrase when I'm in my consulting, we have not because we ask not. And oftentimes we don't ask enough of the customer or the prospect that we're in front of. All we're doing is just trying to sell whatever it is we need them to buy. Ask your customers what they want and need. Listen carefully to what customers value, and then make sure you find a way to solve the problem that they're having. People don't buy unless they're in pain. In most cases, people aren't sitting around trying to think of ways to spend their money. They're usually trying to figure out how to not spend their money. And so whether you sell maid service or you sell plumbing, people generally don't call us unless they have a problem. And so if you're facilitating the sale instead of selling, if you are solving people's problems, listening to their needs, finding out exactly what they value, then you'll stop being an order taker, which is what we tend to be when we're just trying to sell somebody something. We're just taking orders. Anybody can take an order. you become a problem solver. You know, I thought of an example the other day when I went shopping, and I was shopping with a friend, and we walked into a ladies' boutique, and the salesperson saw us browsing, looking at the different clothing racks, and just offered, you know, is there anything I can put in a room for you to try on? And my friend said, no, I'm just looking, and I found a few things, and I went and tried them on. My friend proceeded to walk around the store for quite a while. She never took anything into the room. She never tried anything on. I, on the other hand, found several things. I had lost some weight, and they all fit, and they looked good, and I liked them, and I purchased them. And we left, and my friend didn't buy a thing, and I bought several things. And these ladies that work at these dress shops work on commission. So we went to the next store to do a little shopping, and I was done shopping. I had already said I'm not purchasing anything else. I kind of blown my budget. And she was commenting that she needed to buy some colorful clothing. She was tired of buying all black. And she was looking at a sweater, and the sales associate came up and said, that sweater looks gorgeous on. You should try it on. My friend said, I don't need to try it on. I'll just go ahead and take it. So she was about ready to get in line, make the purchase, and leave the store. And then the sales associate said, well, you should see this blouse with that sweater.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.